as we celebrate this first Friday of the month of February, the second first Friday of this year of our Lord 2026. We also have, in addition to the prayers and reparation and penance that we need to offer to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we have two feasts of two saints, one more known and important, Saint Titus. Saint Titus was converted from paganism by Saint Paul the Apostle, and he became his close companion and friend and went with him on several of his apostolic journeys. In addition, before he went to his imprisonment and death, St. Paul consecrated him bishop of Crete. And there he was to die about the year between 101 and 107. The date is not exact. And he was the recipient of one of the epistles of St. Paul, which of course makes him extremely important. In addition, we have today the feast of the Virgin and Martyr, Saint Dorothy, who was from Sicily and was herself, like we saw yesterday with Saint Agatha, was tortured horribly, but she refused to yield to the temptations of the governor who wanted her to become a pagan. The way she lived and acted was very clear that she was a Catholic. And that is something that we need to think about. Is the way we live evidence against us that we are a Catholic? Or are we like everybody else? We should not be like everybody else. Being a Catholic is a very, very special privilege and honor. And it should be something that everyone should know by the way we act, by the prayers we say, and reverence we have towards the churches, the Blessed Sacrament, and the cemeteries. So today, let us think about this as we offer reparation and penance to our Lord Jesus Christ on this first Friday of the month of February. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.